Cannon, you set up the group Equal Rights for All Teachers who are protesting here at the Guildhall. Just explain why you took that action.
Well, I'm a teacher. I graduated 10 years ago from St Mary's University in Belfast. When I graduated, we were told you needed a sub to get experience, so we all however many of us there are now, all subbed. And we've all been working for years and years and trying to get a permanent job. And it was one of my colleagues said a permanent job's like to gold dust these days, especially with the recession. Now, on the 18th of December, the Minister for Education, John O'Dowd, he released plans for a new scheme called the Investment in Teaching Workforce Scheme. The scheme's to allow teachers aged 55 and above to retire early with their full pension, but their jobs have to be replaced by a newly qualified teacher. The big problem lies we don't oppose the scheme. We think the scheme's amazing, create jobs, an amazing opportunity for us, but we're not getting the opportunity. They're creating the jobs for the newer teachers because the newer teachers are cheaper, and that's what it comes down to, and we don't think that's fair. I mean, I don't think you can compromise on equality.
Because you've been qualified for a number of years, you've been working, you've built up experience, you've built up your wage too. You're the kind of teacher that you would think a principal would love to have in his classroom.
And I have been told by my principal that he thinks I'm great. I've actually been told by two. You know, so I know, and I have had it levelled at us that, oh, if you don't have a job at the stage, there must be something wrong with you. There's 2,274 of us. There's not something wrong with us. There just is no jobs. There's been 1,500 redundancies since 2010, and those positions haven't been filled. To cut us off now is not fair. It's to move the goalposts on a big number of teachers. It's just not fair. It's not fair and it's not right.
Mary Rooney, you're one of the campaigners here as well. Just tell me about your situation.
My situation, I'm married now and I have three children. I'm currently on maternity leave. But I as well now, when I leave maternity leave, I'll go back and I have no job technically to go back to. I have to go back now all around the schools again, leaving my CVs, basically asking, could I please have some work? So if these jobs came up, it means I can't apply for them. And I'm now in the situation where I have a house, I have three children, I have a husband, I have bills to pay, mortgages to pay, and you just want job security so that you can go on with your life.
Carmel McCauley, you're one of the organisers here. There's 50 or so people here outside the Guildhall supporting you. Were you pleased with the turnout?
I am, given the fact that we're teachers and we work past 3 o'clock. I graduated with the Hayes Education Award in Outstanding Achievement and Placement. I then, after my postgrad, did my master's in early years out of Stranmullis in a hope to give myself an edge towards getting a job. I knew it was a cutthroat business, and the fact was I didn't expect to step into a job, but I'm out 10 years now, and 10 years is a long time, and it's soul destroying. I have two young children. I did that through subbing. I seen where I was, had a very young child at 12 weeks old, left her to go back to work because I was given an opportunity for work, and you can't turn it down. Regardless of your home situation, you don't have choices. I've seen where I've been in hospital and you don't. If you say no to a few days subbing, you can lose out on something coming up in the future.
Christopher Kerrigan, you're a substitute teacher here in Derry. Just tell me a bit about your situation.
I've been teaching for 5 years. I am far too experienced to apply for a position that this Invest in Teaching Workforce Scheme would open up to, which is heart-wrenching because the simple fact is we've been told for years about the experience that we need to get to try and attain a permanent job, and then we're told we can't apply for it. It's very, very difficult, and it's so hard.
What would your appeal be to the Minister today?
My appeal to the Minister is to open up the caveat to make sure that the opportunities for all teachers are welcome, so that everyone can apply for a position.
So these 500 jobs that are being created, it's not just teachers with 3 years or less experience that can apply, it's all teachers?
We want it open for all teachers.